Billy Doyle, originally a Red Seal heavy-duty mechanic for 12 years, had a business plan and a vision for a phone repair company. He finally put his wrenches down and began the business labeled, The Phone Guy. The business has taken off as a complete success over the last couple of years as new visions are about to see its opening debut. A brand new branch of The Phone Guy is scheduled for a soft opening this week of a brand new recreational virtual arcade called, The Club, bringing a whole new light of cutting-edge technology and fun into Thompson. The club is stationed on Thompson Drive, north beside the Super 8, where the Phone Guy repair shop will be soon joined into the new location as well by April. This new location will have four golf simulators with top-of-the-line sensors by Foresight Sports using inferred technology that reads your movement and transfers that movement to the screen in front of you, placing you in a whole new arcade world. The sensor alone comes at a price tag of $40,000, but this price tag comes with highly acclaimed quality as Foresight Sports is the most complete all-in-one virtual golf package available today. And because it comes with the best launch monitor in the industry, you not only get true-to-life game performance indoors, but you get the game's best performance analysis tool for outdoors as well. The beautiful new building shines the workmanship of Price Contracting, who took charge of all designing and renovating. Doyle only had high remarks for Price Contracting, stating how easily they were to work with, how well they kept to time and budget, as well as the quality of work presented in the outcome. In only a week, the artwork and full wall murals were completed, giving a stunning final touch by Jason Lucas, who phenomenally depicted the beautiful Northern Lights scenery all over the walls and stretching into the ceiling. The club hasn't even officially opened its doors yet, and already bookings are filing in quickly from birthday parties, corporate rentals, and even just family outings to test out the recreational high-technology games scheduled to be open 7 days a week from 10 to midnight. We're going to be serving lots of food, we have lots of appetizers. We're gonna be doing a smoked brisket, it's going to be really big and it's coming quick, stated Doyle. The club has a beautiful bar and lounge set up, but is currently still waiting on the liquor license that is expected to be through soon. According to Doyle, golf seems to lack a key ingredient without a class of bourbon, so ensuring all the required paperwork for these details is a top priority for Doyle. Doyle says his motivation for opening the club was because of the lack of recreational activities in Thompson. He wanted to do something for the community that would provide fun and entertainment for all ages while also incorporating technology and cutting-edge features. The club is not just a place for golf enthusiasts, it's a place for anyone looking for a fun, interactive experience. We have games and activities for all ages, and we're excited to bring this new form of entertainment to the community, said Doyle. Many people in Thompson are excited about the club's grand opening. Some have already booked their spots for birthday parties and corporate events. I'm really looking forward to trying out the golf simulators, said one resident. It's great to see new businesses opening up in the area. Doyle says he plans to expand the club to other locations in the future, but for now, he's focused on making the Thompson location a success. He believes that the combination of cutting-edge technology, great food, and a fun atmosphere will make the club a popular destination in the community. With four golf simulators featuring top-of-the-line sensors by Foresight Sports, inferred technology reading your movements and placing you in a whole new arcade world, the club promises to be a unique and exciting experience. The beautiful bar and lounge area, along with the delicious food, makes it a perfect place for birthday parties, corporate events, and family outings. The club is sure to be a popular destination in Thompson, and its success may lead to expansion in the future. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.